Come, shelter, shelter. I have removed Falstaff's horse, and he frets like a gummed velvet. Shh, stand close.
Poins! Poins at me hand! Poins!
Peace, ye fat-kidneyed rascal. What a brawling dost thou keep.
Where's Poins, hell?
He has walked up to the top of the hill. I'll go seek him.
I'm accursed to rob in that thief's company. The rascal hath removed my horse and tied him I know not where. If I travel but 4 foot by the squire further afoot, I shall break my wind. Well, I doubt not but to die a fair death for all this if I escape hanging for killing that rogue. I have forsworn his company hourly any time this 22 years, and yet I am bewitched with the rogue's company. If the rascal have not given me medicines to make me love him, I'll be hanged. It could not be else. I've drunk medicines. Poins! How? A plague upon you both. Bird off! Peto! I'll starve ere I'll rob a foot further. And 'twere not as good a deed as drink to turn true man and to leave these rogues on the veriest varlet that ever chewed with a tooth. 8 yards of uneven ground is 60 miles afoot with me. And the stony-hearted villains know it well enough. A plague upon when thieves cannot be true one to another. A plague upon you all. Give me my horse, ye rogues! Give me my horse and be hanged!
Peace, ye fat guts! Lie down, lay thine ear close to the ground, and list if thou canst hear the tread of travellers.
Have you any levers to lift me up again, being down? S'blood, I'll not bear mine own flesh so far afoot again for all the coin in thy father's exchequer. What a plague mean you to coat me thus?
Thou liest. Thou art not coated, thou art uncoated.
I prithee, good Prince Hal, help me to my horse, good king's son.
Out, ye rogue, shall I be your ostler?
Go hang thyself on thine own heir apparent garters. If I be ta'en, I'll peach for this. And I have not ballads made on you all, and sung to filthy tunes, let a cup of sack be my poison. When a jest is so forward and a foot to, I hate it.
Stand!
So I do, against my will.
Oh, 'tis our setter. I know his voice.
What news?
Casey, on with your visits. There's money of the king's coming down the hill. 'Tis going to the king's exchequer.
Ah, you lie, you rogue. 'Tis going to the king's tavern.
There's enough to make us all.
To be hanged.
Sirs, you four shall front them in the narrow lane. Ned Poins and I will walk lower. If they escape from your encounter, then they light on us.
How many be there of them?
Well, some 8 or 10.
Zoom. Will they not rob us?
What a coward, Sir John Paunch.
Indeed, I am not John of Gaunt, your grandfather. But yet no coward, Hal.
Well, we'll leave that to proof.
Sirrah Jack, thy horse stands behind the hedge. When thou needst him, there thou shalt find him. Farewell, and stand fast.
Now cannot I strike him if I should be hanged?
Ned, where are our disguises?
Here, hard by. Stand close.
Now, my masters, happy man be his dole, say I, every man to his business.
Come, neighbour, the boy shall lead our horses down the hill. We'll walk a foot a while and ease our legs.
Stand!
Jesus, bless us!
Strike! Down with them, cut the villains' throats! Ah, horse and caterpillars, bacon-fed knaves, they hate us, youth! Down with them, fleece them!
Oh, we're undone, both we and ours forever!
Hang your gore-bellied knaves, are you undone? No, you fat chuffs! I would your store were here. On, bacon's on. Watch your knaves. Young men must live. You're grand jurors, are you? We'll jure your faith.
The thieves have bound the true men. Now, could thou and I rob the thieves and go merrily to London, it would be argument for a week, laughter for a month, and a good jest forever.
Stand close. I hear them coming.
Come, my masters, let us share, and then to horse before day. And the Prince and Poins be not two errant cowards. There's no equity stirring. There's no more valour in that Poins than in a wild duck.
Your money!
Their hands!
Not with much ease. Now merrily to horse. The thieves are all scattered, and are possessed with fear so strongly that they dare not meet each other. Each takes his fellow for an officer. Away, good Ned. Falstaff sweats to death and lards the lean earth as he walks along. Were it not for laughing, I should pity him.
How the fat rogue roars!